Kotal Mohammadzai was active in the Afghan army for more than 30 years. She earned many awards and made nearly 600 parachute jumps from an airplane. In addition, Mohammadzai has trained hundreds of Ministry of Defense members. But it took the U.S.-led military coalition's defeat of the Taliban in 2001 to make it possible for Mohammadzai to become a general. She is the first woman in Afghanistan to reach the rank of general. For years, the Afghan National Army has been considered a man's army. Kotal said, "When I move around the city with my uniform, people show great affection. I have motivated many young people to join the army. People from the provinces say they love me and my professions." In Afghanistan, joining the military is not an easy choice for women. They face opposition from families and male coworkers. Reports say they are denied promotions, training, and security. But the 103 female cadets at the Marshal Fahim Military Academy in Kabul want to change the military culture. Gulali is an army cadet. She said she is working for the security of her country. She said, "My goal from the beginning is to promote myself to the level of General Kotal or even higher than her." Women and men train separately at the academy. However, Afghan officers say their programs are similar. Both receive physical education, weapons, and medical care training. Cadet Seema Amiri says that she is one of the few women who had her father's support to join the army. She said, "My message to the families is to encourage their daughters and help them in their decision to join the National Army." Kotal has urged for the expansion of service for women. She said, "It was my education and hard work that enabled me to raise the Afghan flag in the world. I request my heroic brothers and sons to strive for education of their daughters." The Ministry of Defense says 1,700 women serve in the Afghan army, about 1% of the total. I'm Susan Shand.